I think one of the descriptions or words that Ajahn Brahm Wangso uses is very, very useful. Let's see, the beautiful breath. For the mind to really concentrate and settle, it has to. There's this need for the mind to delight in the object or feel. A sense of, warmth and friendliness to the breath, and the breath becomes one's friend, one's companion, and so this sense of the beautiful breath, as the breath as it's coming in, to really delighting in this, the beauty of that sensation and that moment of being with the breath. And as one breathes out, the beautiful breath being the foundation, and then sort of that sense of its being, say, beautiful, being benign, being benevolent, the breath really being something that is something that one is relying on, and it brings beauty into the heart. And so we breathe in, and just allowing that to suffuse the mind as one breathes out, just allowing that to suffuse the mind, this beautiful breath. And this is where the both the allowing the mind to concentrate on that, and also, just maybe directing attention to it in that way, bringing up that perception, and also in that sense of the sensation of the breath, sometimes maybe less distinct as the mind starts to settle and there's this peaceful, but there's the perception of the breath, and particularly that the perceiving of the breath as it comes in and goes out, and in its sort of in its beauty, in its benevolence, so that there's a nourishing and settling of the mind. This is, working with the breath, and as the mind settles and on this perception of a beauty and benevolence, what happens is, the mind really enters into that perception and that feeling and the sensation, and either entering into it, the mind really, because it's welcoming, the mind sort of moves forward into that sensation of the breath, or it sort of is almost sort of subsumed into that sensation, into that perception. I think different people will experience it in different ways. But just that, the main thing is that allowing that perception and sustaining attention to be suffused with that quality of benevolence and beauty. So that either it can say move into the and absorb into the breath, into that sensation, or the sensation envelops the experience.